Radio Pensacola. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It is my distinct honor to introduce to you Chief Kristen Brown.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for being here, members of the press, my brothers and sisters. Mayor Reeves, thank you. Thank you for your confidence in my ability and giving me the opportunity to serve the city on my way out like this. Thank you.
On my way out? What you mean? No. that was kind of cute when Kristen Brown, who I've known her for almost as long as we've been here. I was trying to think of when she got promoted to lieutenant, because I first met her. In fact, I couldn't remember when I had first met her. Somebody I've just known for years, you know, and sometimes you forget. And I was talking with her yesterday before the press conference, and I said, you know, I was trying to remember how we met and I couldn't remember. And she says, oh, as you interviewed me when I was promoted to lieutenant, and I was the first female lieutenant in PPD history, and then captain, and now chief. And I thought, oh my God, I couldn't even remember that was the case. But I have known her for years and years, and she's fabulous. She's widely admired. In fact, one of the things that Mayor Reeves kind of mentioned in his remarks yesterday was that the respect for her is shown by the people in the room. Agreed. You could barely get in the room. There were so many people. In fact, it was kind of funny because I don't know if you've seen any of the – I'm on Channel 3's, like, B-roll footage, sitting there with Jim Little on the right side the seating area, and there's nobody in the chairs. And so it looks like the room is empty. If you had panned right – and I took actually a selfie of it on Facebook – that if you pan right and you look, there was 60, 100. The room was packed. And it had happened after I got, so I was there, I was sitting down and then I heard there was some noise behind me, and I looked back, I'm like, oh my God, where'd all these people come from? And they just kept coming and coming and coming. And that's a statement in itself. Nobody had to be told to be there. They know her for a long time and they've worked with her for a long time. But on her way out, I mean, yeah, that's what? Well, I knew the answer, but it came up in the press conference.
You said this is on your way out. What do you mean by that?
Well, I our city participates in a drop program, and I entered the drop in 2021. So I'm getting pretty close to being done. And at that point, I will retire. I will have to leave according to the drop.
What's that day?
That day is January 10th, 2027. a lot can happen between now and then. I expect it to, and I expect for our department to continue the service it's giving, and for our community involvement to be even more deeper.
Yeah, and a lot can happen between now and then. In fact, I did the follow-up ask, and I knew she was in drop, which I thought was it's kind of an odd situation, because with the separation from Chief Randall, which we've talked about a lot today. I don't know if I want to get into it as much this segment, but you know, we'll see. But if not, I definitely handled that extensively in the 5 o'clock and the 6 o'clock hour. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, but you know, it's an odd situation because Chief Chrisman, who had been and was the deputy chief under Randall, had been the primary in-house candidate when Randall was hired. And if you recall, and maybe you don't because maybe you weren't listening back then or you just forgot, I was a big advocate for Kevin Chrisman. I thought this was not the right choice. I was very frustrated because I thought, A, Kevin is very good at his job, very widely respected within the department, and had been being groomed for that job by Tommy Leiter before he left. And Grover's argument at the time was, yeah, but he hasn't had enough time in the role to have been fully trained to be the chief. And I thought, well, yeah, but he's the natural person to pick. And he'd been the acting interim when Tommy left. And it was just, anyway. But Kevin's not available because Kevin's out on medical leave. And so then it's a question of, well, who becomes? Well, Kristen Brown is 29 years. And you say, well, why wouldn't you make her? Well, because she's retiring. I mean, you know, you don't want to make a police chief who's then going to have to retire. That's not the great plan going forward. So the real question is, well, what now? I mean, she's only going to be here for another, you know, 6 months or so. So what now? And I asked DC about that.
See, what's your plan for long term? Since obviously Captain Brown's only here through January, do you intend to seek full reinstatement for her, approved by council? Do you plan to do a nationwide search? Do you plan to hire internally? Of course, Kevin Christman's out on leave. So just talk about that.
Yeah, lots of moving parts to that, and trying to have dust settling, not only around the change, but deputy chief and others. So we are, I would say, our decision for a search is likely, but we are not necessarily in a start it tomorrow type of rush. I really am looking forward to hearing with all of her experience, and she saw the light at the end of the retirement tunnel, and we took it away from her. I'm most interested in prioritizing an assessment of where we are and what our opportunities for improvement are from Chief Brown. That's really what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah, and you know, I know he mentioned a nationwide search. I don't know what he's going to wind up doing. I mean, January will come fast. January will be here before you know it. And so I'll talk with him about that this morning in about 30 minutes. I'll ask him more about, or 20 minutes more about his plan here. But, you know, you say, well, okay, if they knew that she was not going to be available for that long permanently, and we don't know whether Kevin's going to return or not. We hope he will. I hope he will. You know, I'm praying for him, but, you know, and I don't know what's going on with him exactly. I just, you know, he's out for medical reasons, okay? So nobody talks about this because of HIPAA and other things. But, you know, I don't know whether he'll be back and can do the job. I mean, Eric could do the job. Eric Goss is now the acting deputy. You have lots of possibilities here. But January will come fast. And so if we're going to do a search, I mean, this is something that probably has to start real soon. And DC knows that, of course. If he's going to go internal, you know, well, again, that's something that those kind of decisions have to be made pretty quickly. I'm way past the traffic break. I'm sorry. PJ, John Pickens is out today. PJ's in for him. Doing a great job, by the way, PJ. Thank you for getting up early and, you know, enduring all of this. I appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy to be here.
Traffic on the, seven, sorry. Traffic on the fives. Go ahead.
Traffic's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary, 477-8782. Just looking at one big area on the board here. That's a vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock, Avalon Boulevard at Del Monte Street. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Okay, so somebody texts me and says, she says January of 27. No, I think it's January 27th. I don't think this is... Here, let's...
To being done and to the drop. And... But that's...
What's that day?
That day is January 10th, 2027.
Yeah, oh, okay. So I did mishear it. We have a year and a half. Whew. Okay. Excellent. This person has now caught me on two things that I said wrong this morning. One was I said that Eric Randall was from New Jersey, and I don't know why. I have a glitch on this. It's Newport News, Virginia, and every time it's just, like, it's embedded in my brain, the glitch of thinking that he's from New Jersey. I don't know why. It just is. But okay, so we had a year and a half. Okay. All right. Well, that is more time to work with. So thank you so much for correcting me on that. I appreciate it. Small note. I hate being wrong. But I would much rather find out I was wrong quickly. Always much rather find out I'm wrong quickly, because then you can, in fact, you know, the problem with keeping thinking that you're right all the time is you can never get smarter. Like, the way you get smarter is by finding your mistakes, right? So I'm eager to find the mistakes, because that's how you get smarter. You know, when somebody's, you know, well, I've always thought this. I'm like, well, that's, you never progressed. You know, that's not great. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I got actually other text. Same thing, other text. 1, 2, 3, 4 people texting me on the same thing. 5 people, and they're all like, oh, my God, I was right. I better tell the wife. That's fantastic. You guys are the best. I love it. And I, by the way, this is self-indulgent. I'm sorry, but I'll just tell you this. One of the things I tell people a lot, you don't hear me say it on the air, is whenever I interview somebody for, like, the first time or the fifth time or whatever, is I try to tell them, you know, hey, I'm glad you're listening. You know more about this subject than I do. If I ever say something dumb, please text me right away. I would always rather know right away. That's the only way you can get better and avoid making mistakes, because you can't know it all. It's impossible. Okay, so Kristen Brown, I'm very excited about her being the chief. She's going to be great for a year and a half, apparently. But again, you know, there's a lot of time between now and then, a lot more time than I had thought, so we'll see. The one question that had come up that she got asked that I thought was the right question, because she was talking about the reason this happened. Mayor Reeves explained it. He's not going to go into detail. It's a HR matter. You're not going to ruin a guy's reputation, as he said many times. You're not going to... I know the desire is you want to see all the evaluations and all the employee reviews, and you want to see all the complaints. They're not going to... Who does that? Only the worst manager would do that. And DC is a manager, ultimately. He's the mayor, right? He manages all these departments. What signal would that send to anybody else or to the community or to a future chief? I mean, we're gonna trash you on the way out? And not even trash. Remember, he said, he gave you the answer. I saw online somebody said, well, he didn't say anything. He said everything. He said the issue was that when he came in, the internal confidence reviews from the employees in PPD were low, lower than they should be. And they started working to make sure they had better data, and the better data did not fix that problem. I mean, more people participating. And they've been working with him on this, and, you know, the data did not improve. Therefore, you make a change. That's it. It's not that he's a bad guy. It's not that people don't like him. It's not that he doesn't know his stuff. It's just that sometimes you make a hire, and in the long run, it doesn't work out. That's it. And if the numbers aren't there, the numbers aren't there. And if the folks in PPD don't have confidence in him, well, they need to. And that's it. That's all there is to it. You know, all the speculation about all these other things is just, you know, I take the mayor at his word. There's nothing else. And, you know, if there is, he's not going to say. He can't say. And by the way, he should have told us about this. You know, he should have told us this was coming. This was sudden. How's that look? You know, what, in January he's going to do a press conference? All right, folks, I got some bad news to tell you. We got a struggling police chief. He's not doing so great. You know, he's okay as far as you see, but the people inside, they have whatever issues. Here's all the issues. Here's all the people that complained about him. Here's all the lieutenants that don't think that he should be the chief. You know, like, what? You can't do that. It's impossible to do that. Sometimes we have a complaint where we haven't really thought through what it would look like to satisfy that complaint. And this is one of those cases. I'm a human too. I want more explanation because I'm curious. I have to tell myself not to look at the wreck on the side of the road. We all do. That's, you know, you teach yourself not to look because looking causes traffic backup. Same thing here. I want to know, human curiosity. And I know I don't need to know. I trust what the mayor said yesterday fit to me, everything else that I know. He didn't say anything horrible. He can't say anything horrible. I don't think there's a horrible to be said. I just think, you know, we're going to go a different direction. And sometimes that's the decision that you make. So the question from Hannah James had been, how do you rebuild confidence in the force? Which is something that Kristen herself had brought up. Chief Brown, if you prefer, had brought up. I just know her so well. Anyway, that is habit. She said, I need to build, you know, confidence in the force and confidence in community relations. And she will, because people love her. That's why, you know, it's actually really discouraged. And she doesn't need to inside. They all know her already. That's not a fixed relationship, right? That's already fine. But, man, some of the comments that I read online, shame on you. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know her. It was, I mean, honestly, it was embarrassing. I was glad to hear that Kristen Brown got so much encouragement in the last 4 days from people. That makes me happy. Because she deserves it. But to see some of the comments on Facebook and then what I've been told are even worse on Reddit, no, this is very disappointing. 7:24 on News Radio 92.3. But anyway, here was actually her answer to that question from Hannah James.
How do you rebuild that trust and that confidence, like you said, with your brothers and sisters?
You know, that's a great question. I know these officers. I know the professional staff. We have long-term relationships, and that's the first start. You know, Chief Randall had a disadvantage, if you will, coming into a department that we didn't know him, he didn't know us, and, you know, trying to build the relationships, which generally they're working. But I feel the hardest step is over for me. I know all my brothers and sisters. I know all the professional staff, and we have a good working relationship. I have worked in every division that is in the police department. So I like the term that the mayor uses. I know all the cobwebs, and I know where the right people need to go.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have to build those relationships or that knowledge base or that confidence. And this is the value of bringing somebody inside into leadership is, you know, if they're liked, respected, admired, and excellent, you don't have to, there's nothing to improve. It's already there. And so I think that's just going to hold, basically. 725 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. PJ's in for John Pickens today with traffic on the 5. John?
Still just looking at that vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock, Avalon Boulevard at Del Monte Street. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Leverage is knowing if someone had all the money in the world. This is what they'd buy. Whoa!
Good morning, 729 News Radio 92.3. Somebody texts me and says a good comparison here would be Keith Leonard and Tim Smith. Oh, that's actually that's not bad. That, you know, Tim Smith tried, but you know, he just doesn't know the culture. I don't know if that was everything with the superintendent, but there was a lot more confidence in Keith Leonard because they knew him. He comes from the inside. He knows everything about Escambia County. And yeah, no, that's actually a good analogy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
President Trump says Attorney General Pam Bondi should release whatever she thinks is credible from the Jeffrey Epstein files. Trump spoke to reporters Tuesday at the White House. He was asked about the alleged client list. Trump has insisting that those files were made up by former presidents Joe Biden and Barack Obama. The wildfire in the Grand Canyon still out of control, Andrew. The historic Grand Canyon Lodge was burned to the ground by the Dragon Bravo fire. Over 8,500 acres now have been destroyed.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Two programming notes. 8:10 this morning, we're going to have Manny Diaz on, the interim president of UWF, which I think will be his first interview before the press conference today. And the mayor, Mayor D.C. Reeves, coming up next. We'll talk about the police and other matters as well.
Gianna Gelosi, President Trump accusing California Senator Adam Schiff of mortgage fraud. Fox's Peter Ducey.
Part of the president's argument is this. I've always suspected shifty Adam Schiff was a scam artist. Adam Schiff said that his primary residence was in Maryland to get a cheaper mortgage and rip off America when he must live in California because he was a congressman from California.
Schiff responding.
Members of Congress, almost all of them own more than one home or rent more than one home because we're required to be on both coasts.
He calls the attack a distraction from the Jeffrey Epstein, quote, files problem. New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani is in Washington this morning for breakfast with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC told reporters she wants people to meet him face to face and hear him out about his plans for New York City. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 82 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies. We'll get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. A tropical disturbance moving across the panhandle does have, according to the Hurricane Center, about a 40% chance of development. If that storm does develop, Tropical Storm Dexter would likely be a low-end system. Depends on how much time it would stay over warm water. Either way, heavy rains are a potential threat moving towards the weekend. Well, Pensacola's new police chief introduced herself to the community yesterday, Captain Kristen Brown. She says she's focused on two things.
And really that's it in a nutshell. Two responsibilities. The first one is to you, Pensacola. I have a responsibility to keep you safe and to keep you happy in your communities and to move your community services forward. And my second responsibility is to my brothers and sisters at this department, to give them the resources and the support they need to go out and serve you every day like they have been 24/7.
And Brown also said she plans to continue all of former Police Chief Eric Randall's community initiatives, and she's still working on making some of the contacts to get those, to continue those. Randall's departure was addressed by Mayor D.C. Reeves yesterday, who said that it just hadn't been up to his standards for some time. Well, we're getting closer to kids heading back to school across Northwest Florida and across the nation. And Escambia County Schools have announced their orientation dates for the upcoming school year. Elementary orientations will be on August 6th from 9 to 11 a.m. Middle school 6th grade orientations will also be on August 6th. From 1 to 2 p.m. that afternoon. Ernest Ward, though, a little different. They'll be August 7th at 9:30 a.m. High school freshmen will have staggered orientations at their schools, and those will start July 30th at Pensacola High School. And for the full schedule for those, you can just contact your school directly, or you can check the school district's social media. Work does begin on a storm drain project on West Quintet Road this week. That means it'll close to traffic on Friday. Detours will be in place on 95A and Quintet Lane. A convicted killer is dead after being executed yesterday at the Florida State Prison. The Florida Department of Corrections said that Michael B. Bell died of a lethal injection last night at 6:25 p.m. He shot two people to death in Jacksonville in 1993, one of his victims was an 18-year-old woman. This marks the state's eighth execution this year. Now, Governor DeSantis celebrating what he's saying is a major milestone in Everglades restoration. The governor marked the official opening yesterday of the Calisahatchee Reservoir, and he says that's going to be one of the most significant Everglades restoration projects in state history. The 10,000-acre reservoir is expected to improve water quality, protect coastal ecosystems, and expand the state's water storage capacity. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ has our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Taking a look at the big board, we still have that vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock at Avalon Boulevard and Del Monte Street. That's in Milton, so just use caution in that area. 9 Mile is accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing our high chance of rain build in as we head into your afternoon. 80% chance of some tropical downpours, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Thursday, very high rain chance continues with a 90% chance of those heavy showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping high rain chances around on that Friday, 70% chance of rain with a high near 89. Stick back to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got 82 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 8 o'clock. And breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors will get another inflation reading this morning as June's Producer Price Index report rolls out. Dow Jones consensus estimates call for a 0.2% increase on a month-to-month basis. Data drops in 10 minutes. Goldman Sachs has reported second quarter earnings before the opening bell. Revenue came in at roughly $14.5 billion this year, which tops the $13.5 billion analysts had expected. Shares of the bank have climbed 23% this year alone. Pop Mart said it expects at least a 350% increase in profit for the first 6 months of 2025 and at least a 200% increase in revenue. An analyst said the negative stock reaction may be a reflection of investors' conservative outlook on Pop Mart's sales growth. Futures are mixed ahead of inflation data dropping in minutes. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 88, the NASDAQ up 54, the S&P 500 up 8. That's Your Money Now.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends and neighbors downtown for this month's Gallery Night. This time, it's swinging into the arts. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more info. The Roaring in Pink fundraiser and social event is Saturday at Culinary Productions on Wright Street. Fun, food, wine, and inspiration, with proceeds benefiting cancer research and support. See Roar Performing Arts on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mayor D.C. Reeves joins me by phone. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir. Two times in a day. Good to talk to you.
That's right. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, yesterday we had a long press conference dealing with the changes at PPD, and then you and I and Jim Little and John Singley talked about some other stuff after that. We'll get to some of that in a minute. I do still have a few questions related to PPD, questions that I think people may have also. I've been spending the morning explaining why I think you basically told us everything you can tell us, and you told us enough for us to understand the decision. So I'm probably going to ask the questions that you can't answer, but I understand that in advance. Okay. It's human nature to want more details. Because, you know, I've been explaining there was really no feasible way for you to say, like, in January, hey, we're having trouble at PPD and, you know, we're working on it. We're going to give it another 6 months. I mean, I get that. But I think a lot of people are kind of asking either out loud or in their heads, but what really was the problem? Was it just that the members of PPD just didn't get along with him? Was it performance? Was it some kind of particular thing? And I think the way this matters is, what can we look for to be better in the future at PPD? So I know it's hard for you to, it may not be possible for you to answer because of HR stuff, but is there any more you can tell us that you haven't already?
Yeah, well, let me back up and reiterate what you're saying. What it really comes down to is a full explanation that satisfies me and my ego and my rationale for everything in great detail. Is my priority my own ego or the media, or is my priority to do right by someone who's served the city? That's the decision. And so I've seen the same things you've seen. We were talking about name calling and corruption allegations all over Facebook last night. That something must be below board. Why don't we have all of this information? And so I think a big part of leadership is, no matter who is a department director in this city, that, and no matter how it goes, and if it goes great or it doesn't go as well as you'd hoped, at the end of the day, I have great respect for 850 people who work here. And if I've got to stand in it for a little longer because everybody's not getting every juicy detail they want about it, then so be it. That's just my leadership philosophy. I'm gonna stand up and try to do the best I can to do right by the people that who have or do work here. Yes, we did say, obviously there are set expectations across every department on employee engagement, on trust and confidence. And that's why it's important that we measure these things. Because, as I said, we don't make decisions on one email, one anecdote, one person on the street stopping me saying, I like Andrew or I don't like Andrew. That's not how
they always say they like me
here. Exactly. That's why I knew it was a safe example. But nonetheless, we had set expectations, and you're absolutely right. It would be completely inappropriate of me to say, hey, we've got this thing tracking right now that we're concerned about in a press conference in the middle of the year. So, I understand the human nature of wanting every detail. And listen, if any Columbos out there, I mean, there's lots of public record. You can do whatever you want. I mean, we're not hiding anything. You can look at whatever you want, anything that I'm referring to. But I don't have to necessarily try to undercut the dignity of someone who served the city because I owe the newspaper or the TV station this great detail.
Or the radio
station.
That
would be easier for me. Frankly, I mean, think about it. For me, to validate any action I take.
Right.
And especially when I have data to back it up. I mean, why wouldn't I do that? In other words, it's because I want to do right, and I do have great respect for Chief Randall. And so I want to share what has happened, but that does not mean that I'm here to rain on anybody's parade, and I can give this amount of information. Certainly nothing has happened below board. Chief Randall has done nothing below board. Neither have we. This is just something that didn't work out, and we're moving on. So that's where we're at.
Ask it a little different way, in a way that I think you can answer. What's your level of comfort with the idea that your leadership in City Hall, the people who are knowledgeable about all of this, and that the staff at PPD, that everybody who knows is satisfied, and that the people who do know what's going on are basically affirming this decision? What's your level of confidence in that?
I would say extremely high.
Okay.
And as I say, I am here and elected in this job to serve 55,000 people.
Right.
But the 800, I cannot do that. There's no physical, mental, philosophical way for me to do that without the 850 people who work here. And so that's why we did. Why did we do salary reform right when I got here? Because I can't be paying worse than four out of five cities. That's paying fourth. 20th percentile when I got here, because how can I hold anybody accountable if that's the scenario that we can't even fill jobs?
Right.
So that's why we have really tried to take an inside out philosophy in terms of, if we have our house in order, if we have our 850 in order, then we know we can do great things for the 55,000. If I don't, if half the jobs are open, people aren't being paid correctly, we have HR issues all over the place, we have loss of trust and confidence, any of those scenarios that across 18 city departments are happening, then how can I go to a press conference or see you on the street and say, we're doing our best to bring you operational excellence? So, you know, that's really where I'm at. Is at the end of the day, it's kind of an inside out philosophy, not because I'm saying that I don't owe anything to 55,000. I just know that the best recipe for success is if 850 show up ready to work, paid competitively, enjoying their job, then everything else, in my opinion, takes care of itself.
Yeah. And you know, look, I've said this before, but I'm never wanting to put the media, myself included, in front of the mission, whatever that mission is, and especially if it's a police mission, because, you know, I think that would be inappropriate as well. So, you know, making the Pensacola Police Department operate efficiently and well and successfully is, you know, I mean, that is your job number one, as you know. You know, if the TV and the paper and Andrew McKay get in their way of that, then, you know, put us last, because that's where we should be.
Right.
We'll come back to talking to DC Reeves in just a second. PJ's in for John Pickens this morning with Traffic on the Fives.
This report's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hope Drive, so use caution in that area. We did also have a listener say that's a 5-car rear-end accident in that area in the right lane on 29 approaching I-10 West, just so you have a better idea of where that is. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Mayor DC Reeves. I know we talked about this yesterday in the press conference, but the one thing in my mind that is you know, more of a concern at the moment is long-term plan. Obviously, and I had thought it was 6 months, so listeners corrected me. I misheard the sound clip that she's good through January of 2027, which does give you quite a lot more time than just 6 months. So if my questions yesterday were kind of rooted in that. But still, you know, that's not that long, but at least at this moment, your plan is, let's see where we're at. Let's give it some time. Let's assess. Let's see if Captain Chrisman is able to come back to the job. And then we can make a long-term decision about whether we go internally or go outside. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. And we're really working both concurrently. I mean, we're going to obviously start inching down the road of what a search would look like, because sure, those things don't happen overnight, especially for something of job of this magnitude. So you know, we'll start having conversations on that, on kind of the what ifs, or, you know, relatively early. What I was really saying yesterday is, it's not like we're not posting this job on Monday. You know, I mean, why did we make a change? We make a change because we're trying to rebuild trust and confidence in the building. That should really be our priority. It should be my priority. Anything that I can do to facilitate that before we're just immediately jumping to some type of search. It's so highly likely that we will be doing that. But as I said, that is not priority one for me right now, and we're fortunate to have Chief Brown that has so much respect in that building, and you know, has really been successful at every level. And I think, again, you saw you know, all those officers in there weren't on the clock or on duty. Those
right.
are officers that had,
that, was packed.
That were in that room, because
yeah.
they had great respect for her and everything that she's done, and so do I. And I know that she'll help us kind of steady the ship, and that's why she's in it. And we'll see how that plays out. But I think the finite time is kind of helpful in this case, really. I mean, in terms of, you know, she's here long enough to certainly be able to make an impact and help turn things around. But
right.
But also we can be looking at a long term plan as well. And I think that's kind of what we're going to do, is be doing both of these things concurrently.
I think a lot of people who've followed this for years will say, bro, we're in this position because we did an outside search. We should have just gone with the internal candidate to begin with. We wouldn't be here. Why would you even bother doing an outside search? And you're not saying you will do. You're saying that's the consideration and those are the things you have to factor, right?
No, I mean, again, I think I'm leaning towards some search. And again, listen, you know, I think we, at the end of the day, if there's no, I think in any traditional sense that a captain, whether they leave on their own or they were fired, they resigned, whatever the case may be, yeah, obviously the next thing you do, what do you do next? You look at, okay, who's the chief deputy and how many years of service do they have? And, you know, all of that. And, obviously, you know, in Deputy Chief Chrisman's medical situation right now is uncertain. And so that really throws a little bit of a wrench into what a traditional, you know, plan
internal,
would be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, listen, I'm as pragmatic, maybe overly so sometimes in these scenarios. And in my mind, The good news is any internal candidate, anybody qualified as an internal candidate, as a captain, national search or not, they should win the job. I mean, so in other words, if we've got the best person in America to lead the police department, then that will show through during the process. So that's what's good is, and look, I think anybody in a police department, a fire department is going to have a leg up on any external candidate because of the fact that they, as she said yesterday, you know where the cobwebs are, you do have respect in the building. So inherently there's going to be an advantage to an internal candidate, in my opinion. But that shouldn't mean that we should close both eyes and just pretend that there's no other available option. So your example, Andrew, I would say in summation, your example is, I always rationalize it to football coaches. You know, if an offensive coach was in and it didn't work out, then you hire a defensive coach. I know that's the reaction to say, hey, here's this outside person. So clearly you should hire an inside person. There's no tracking data that says that naturally that means there's going to be an increased chance. I think what we have to just look at this reasonably and find out where we go. So that's why I said we got a lot to work through on that. And our focus right now is let's turn around morale in the department and see where we're at.
It's a totally different subject, but it's one that I think is a really interesting success story. We have been wrangling with trying to get these Portland Loos, these outside, not super expensive, semi-permanent restrooms installed. And ECUA has come in useful. I saw on the agenda that there's an agreement with the university for the one that's going to be behind the old T.T. Wentworth Museum. But where are we at with getting these things in place?
Yeah, it's really a success story of collaboration for us. If you recall, we put one in at Bruce Beach. If you've been to Bruce Beach, that's a Portland Loo, the bathroom there. So we put it in for about $70,000, I believe, something like that, give or take. It's a little bit of a complicated, put it, but that's with concrete and plumbing, all that. Well, then we go to price putting two more in, and they were coming in at $160,000 a piece, nice. Almost the same price as a unit, and it was just unfeasible. So we were trying to think outside the box. We call Bruce Woody at ECUA and say, hey, listen, one of the big unknowns on both of these installations, both at the skate park and at Palo Fox Market at MLK Plaza, both complications is having to run water, across streets and things like that. And especially as a private contractor, all the unknowns that enter with that. What can we just partner and get the water there? And basically, and then we go back out to bid, assuming the water's already there. And that's what just happened. And so instead of getting one bid, we got four bids. And instead of $330,000, I believe the bid was around $140,000. So for about $12,000 or $15,000 of partnership with ECUA, it saved us $200,000 on the other side. And so, again, I'm very appreciative of Bruce and ECUA's board for taking that up. And I feel like this is the duty of government, not to just say, what's the easiest thing to do? Punch that box, pay the high price. I think this is your government at work trying to say, that's not reasonable. How do we come up with a better solution? So that's $200,000 in taxpayer money that could be going somewhere else and not just into the same project.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take a cost savings that gets an end result that's better than we had imagined in the first place. We always like to end with a lightning round, quick questions for you. This is going to seem like a crazy question to you, most likely, as a former restaurateur, bar owner. But it's because my kids don't that I ask the question. Does it matter to you how fresh or hot your food is? Or do you just, you eat it when you eat it. If it's cold, it doesn't really bother you.
Yeah, I guess I would say I have a cold skin. I mean, hot or reasonable, I can live with, and anybody who's worked in hospitality knows it's like, man, you have the most sympathy for everybody in hospitality. So it is, I can't even remember the last time I've sent a dish back or something.
Right.
It would need to be real cold, Andrew, for me.
Okay. All right. Do you care, like at home, if it's not super fresh, does that bother you at all?
No. Okay. I'm pretty medium temperature on that.
You've learned over the years probably to eat when it's cold anyway. So,
Exactly.
What video game, you're kind of young, maybe this question doesn't apply to you. What video game have you spent the most money on or wasted the most time playing in your life?
Oh, that's easy. College football. I've had every version of it since it came out, and then the 10-year hiatus. And then,
all right.
So, I don't even want to know how many hours I've done. People ask me why I haven't seen these famous movies. You know, I haven't seen The Godfather. I haven't seen Star Wars. I haven't seen. It's like, well, I was either watching football or playing football in a video game. So that's how I spent my childhood.
Well, you know, there's opportunity cost in everything. Last one. Is there an expression that you can't stand that people use? The kind of thing that just makes you cringe either inside or externally when they say it?
Yes, there is, but I can't think of one right now. I have to hear it in conversation. What was yours?
I don't like the great minds think alike, particularly because I think mediocre and poor minds also think alike, and so it doesn't really prove anything if you agree with somebody. I'm just saying is actually the one that grinds me the most because it's so arrogant and contemptuous, but...
I've morphed into a politician, and I'll say something that one of my employees say or something, and then they'll think I'm thinking about them. So, I'll say that I accept mottos and cliches of all times.
You are an inclusive cliche acceptor.
Yeah.
That's so funny. They'll make, and that's so true. If you said one, and then like Jim in Public Works is like, oh, he singled me out on the radio when you didn't intend that at all. Mayor D.C. Reeves, look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. As always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic for us. PJ?
Thanks, Andrew. There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock, Pensacola Boulevard at West Hope Drive, just before I-10 westbound, so be aware of that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stay down. You're beat. You're going to have to kill me.
Hanging around downtown by myself.
Nobody can eat 50 eggs. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need to work on a project around the home, build something, rebuild something, remodel, or you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place, especially if you are in the construction business, you're a contractor or whatever. They are your commercial construction supply business for 174 years, since 1851. It's crazy how long they've been in business. The warehouse is right here. They have it for you in stock. They can tell you what it is. They can tell you how to use it. They probably know the inspectors and the code that go with it. I mean, they know all of that stuff. If it's a special order, like a specified product from the engineer or the architect, they can take care of that for you. And they do that for people all the time. Go and ask them. Go say, go talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield and say, Andrew's always talking about how great you guys are. Show me. And they will. And then, you can use them and then you can be happy. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, remodel Pensacola since 1851. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, Russia has launched another assault on Ukraine with drones and missiles. One northeastern city saw at least 17 strikes in 20 minutes. That happened just after midnight, according to their local media. The latest wave of strikes in the war comes after President Trump called on Vladimir Putin to reach a peace deal with Ukraine within 50 days. And the wildfire continues raging at the Grand Canyon. So far, over 8,500 acres have been burned, and the historic Grand Canyon Lodge was burned.
Very good, David. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Manny Diaz, the interim president at UWF. If you have a specific question you want me to ask him, text it to me, 437-1620. I'll do my best to get them all asked. But yeah, it should be a very interesting conversation coming up next.